Now, you might remember that late last year we had a feature album. It was a bit unlike anything we'd played before, blending two really distinctive sound styles. The album, Mr. Savona Presents Havana Meets Kingston, took the music of Jamaica and the music of Cuba and let them come together in a way that was really quite unique. It was a two-year labour of love for Jake Savona, a.k.a. Mr. Savona. Jake, a very good morning to you.
Nice to be here, mate. Good morning.
So, 2015, you grab a handpicked troupe of Jamaican musos and you head over to Cuba to start this project. But what actually led you up to that point? What made you think that this was going to go so well together?
Just many trips to Jamaica since 2004 was my first time actually in Jamaica, and a friend showed me some photos of Cuba in 2011, roughly, and when I looked on the map of the Caribbean and realized the two islands were next to each other, I just thought, this is crazy, I need to go. And I went over for a 10-day trip, and it was mind-blowing. Cuba's an amazing country, incredible music, people, culture, everything, and it just seemed like a no-brainer because I'd spent so much time in Jamaica, and this first time in Cuba, just I could see how well these two sounds and styles could go together. Even though they're so different, there's so much in common as well.
It is amazing to hear two really distinctive sounds work so simpatico.
It was a challenge in the studio because the Jamaicans don't speak Spanish and the Cubans don't speak English. So in the first day when we actually got everyone in the studio together, it was all a bit crazy until everyone basically started their instruments, and then when the music started flowing, it's just, okay, this is going to work. You know, we all knew straight away this was going to be amazing. And it was an incredible 10 days, actually, at Egram Studios, where the famous Buena Vista album was recorded. And we were able to get that studio. It became available sort of at the last minute and got everyone in there, and sort of that's the rest is history.
Yeah, you were dealing with some really big names from both countries and both musical styles. Was there a lot of respect for each other between the musos?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the Cubans, even though, because it's difficult for them, they've got limits to the internet, and, there's a lot of sort of barriers with the whole history of the country and the embargoes and everything. Sort of for them, they have a deeper understanding of reggae music. At the same time, they really love and respect these musicians. So that was the whole foundation of the project everyone loved the idea, the Cubans and the Jamaicans, of doing this, basically. And that's what made it possible. You know, when I first had the idea and I called Sly and Robbie and asked them, you know, is this something you'd love to do? That was just straight away, you know, yep, of course. We've never been to Cuba. We've always been interested. So it was the idea itself that made the whole thing possible.
And I know you always planned it to be more than just an album. There was a tour and I think even some documentary work you were planning.
Yeah, so when I had the idea and I started to talk to people, a good friend of mine, Lauren, actually suggested we do a Kickstarter to bring her and another filmmaker over. And luckily we were successful with that Kickstarter, so they came. But the actual touring part of it was never something I expected. And it was actually halfway through the sessions in Cuba that it was actually Robbie, the bass player, that said to me, look, when are we taking this band on tour? And I was just like, straight away, I was like, I'm like gobsmacked, actually. It's just, wow, this would be an amazing band to tour. Okay, I'm going to see if it's possible. And yeah, now finally it's happening. Like 2 years after those recording sessions, we're bringing everyone to Australia in a couple of weeks.
I know. I know you've been at Emore Theatre March 14, but you have a 15-piece supergroup that you're taking around. That's a huge amount of people to be on tour.
So yeah, basically it's the core band that played across the whole album, and it's the dream team really. So we've got Rolando Luna and Barbara Torres from the Buena Vista Social Club. We've got Sly and Robbie themselves. We've got the main percussionists that we used in the sessions, which are these two amazing musicians, Haroldi and Olivia. And then Brenda Navarrete, who is a stunning young Cuban. She's a percussionist, but she's also a singer and rapper. And she's joined by Randy Valentine and Solis, who are the two singers that feature on the first single, Carnival, which has sort of been a really successful track from the record, which was our first single.
Oh, look, I can't even believe you managed to get this together, because organising all those disparate kind of musicians to come together in one tour, the logistics of it must have been fun.
it's just this idea was strong from the beginning, and all the doors opened at the right time. Basically, once I just started to, you know, express the idea and I sent people sketches and the music, and everyone just loved it. So that was on my side, a bit of luck and a good idea. And also all those previous trips to Jamaica that I mentioned at the beginning, it kind of gave me the understanding of how to do it, basically, and also all the contacts that I'd made over the years, that they all came, you know, it all fell into place perfectly, basically.
Well, Jake, we are pretty excited about it. The album itself was amazing. As I said, Emore Theatre, March 14. We're super keen on it. Thanks for chatting this morning, and I think we might go out actually listening to Carnival. As you said, it was one of the first singles. It's proven really, really popular. Let's have a listen to it now. Thanks so much for your time this morning, mate.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.